Well, good day, everybody. Welcome to our daily podcast. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport, sharing revelation we're receiving right now. Yesterday, we shared the dream we had about potential terrorism. Today, I'd like to give insight on how to pray, how to stand, and how to fight counter terrorism through our prayer life, through our intercession. Let's use this as part of the fulfillment of the revelation. Joining us again, we receive your prayers, we receive your blessing for us as we pour out this prophetic revelation we're receiving right now. God bless you. Well, today it's Tuesday. It is the 26th day of March 2024. We're still here in Japan, and we're recording this as we speak ahead of time, because I'll be flying on this day back to America. So I wanted to get my podcast done and let you have revelation we've been getting. I shared the dream I had yesterday on the podcast. Interesting, I recorded that before the events that happened in Moscow. If you saw that, ISIS has killed, I think, up to 140 plus people now at that rock concert. This is a warning. I think it's tied to the warning I gave yesterday. I think it's a warning for America what could be coming our way if we don't intercede. That's why I wanted to spend a day just talking about, how do we pray? How do you pray against terrorism? Terrorism, is the word defines itself. It's to cause terror in the hearts of people, to produce and to sow a spirit of fear into people, and to cause them to capitulate and do what the terrorists want them to do, whatever it is, whatever their ideology, whatever their goal is. Whether it was to get us out of the Middle East, as they tried, ISIS tried then. As you know, under President Obama in America, they thrived. But under President Trump, within 1 year, they were almost annihilated. But now they're making a comeback because we have another administration that's weak and not dealing with the terrorism in the world. Unfortunately, terrorists only understand one language, and that is an eye for an eye. I'm not here to say that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's a reality. What we're dealing with. So let's talk a little bit today about how we pray as a church concerning the effects, the threats of terrorism that are coming against us right now. We got the warning dream that they're coming. It's happening to all nations. We have many different issues that we're dealing with. We know this, that with the globalism and these nations moving around, people groups moving around, they bring terror with them, because many of them come from that ideology, you know, whether it be radical Muslims or radical cartels or whatever, that's their ideology. Well, they're traveling from nation to nation and now being a part of those cultures. So we have a problem there. So what's Ecclesia's response to such terrorism? And let me read a scripture here out of Isaiah 59, verses 6 through 8. Their deeds are evil deeds, and acts of violence are in their hands. Their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are evil thoughts. Ruin and destruction mark their ways. The way of peace they do not know. There is no justice in their paths. They have turned them into crooked roads. No one walks in them will know peace. Now, there describes what a terrorist does. That's a full description of it. Their deeds are evil. The acts of their hands are violence. They swift to shed innocent blood. So terrorism is not merely a matter of a physical struggle, but it's a spiritual struggle as well. And the blind violence is an indication of Satan's handiwork. Jesus said Satan in John 8 and John 10 that he is a liar, he's a thief, he's a murderer, His intent is to steal, kill, and destroy. We read in Revelation chapter 12, the devil is described as he who leads the whole world astray. He is filled with fury. Because why? He knows his time is short. That's why I think we're seeing this so active right now. As we watch this demonic force perpetrating itself and moving into the earth. So let's talk about what we need to do concerning this fury that the enemy has released in the earth. And we see it in different forms, whether it be through radical Islam, whatever, it's still an antichrist spirit and it's moving outward. And because this struggle against terrorism is one aspect of a cosmic war, if you want to call it that, between the kingdom of God and the prince of this world, Christians must step up. That's us. That's the 318 company here. And we're on the forefront of the battle as all our warfare. Prayer becomes a major part of our arsenal. You know, I've shared on this podcast numerous times in World War II, Reese Howe, he's my hero. I love his book, Intercessor. I think you should all read it. And a group of his intercessors gathered together regularly to watch and pray for major battles and events of that day. There were numerous occasions where God stepped in and showed them what was about to happen in advance and how they could pray accordingly. And their intercessors prayed strategic prayers that literally changed the direction of military events. We know that's been documented by their prayer times and what happened. And it's time today, our current warfare against terrorism, that we must be watchmen on the wall. We have to rise up. The Old Testament uses the term watchmen on several occasions to define, describe the actions of intercessors such as Reese Howe. There's others too, but he's probably our most recent example of that in a wartime situation. The prophet Isaiah cries out, "I have posted watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night." Now, we know that is for Israel, Isaiah 62:6, but it's still a principle of a watchman. So what does a watchman do? He watches and he prays, right? They are to be on guard constantly, so to provide protection. Lamentations 2:19 says, "Arise, cry out in the night as the watches of the night begin." They're to listen. Jeremiah 6:17 says, "I have appointed watchmen over you to listen to the sound of the trumpet." They are to warn. We see this in Ezekiel 3:17. "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel, so hear the word I speak and give them warning from me." And they are to call on the Lord, Isaiah 62:6. "I have posted watchmen on the walls, and they will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest." There is what we have to try. We don't rest until we see that breakthrough. So God has called us to be watchmen. We're not to be passive observers or victims in a war situation. And we are to watch and pray. When we read the news or watch the news, and some of it, we give you updates on our pipeline page. We pray. We don't want you to just say, "Well, look how bad things are." We want to give you vetted revelation, but also how to pray according to that situation that's being released in the earth right at that moment. So we have to engage that way. We can't be inactive. We can do some things. We can watch all the different outlets of news, but we need also hear in the spirit. And that's a battlefield, right, in our minds, because why we see so much negativity. I was reading in Psalms today about, you know, the question of the psalmist was, "How long, Lord, are you going to allow this to go on?" And so I think it's okay biblically. It tells us there that we have a right to ask that question of the Lord. How long is evil going to be prevalent? Our prayers must be militant as well. We need to pray for a hedge of protection for those on the front line battle. We ask God to protect the innocent. And at times like this, we ask the Lord of hosts of heavens to move against the enemies of God. Lord, send your angels. Send your angels to protect us. We pray that the purpose of God would be fulfilled in the midst of all these threats. That's where we have to see the redemptive hand of the Lord in these situations. As dark as it is and as evil as it is, we have to say, God, you're redemptive. You're doing something to awaken something. That's the way I look at it. If nothing else, these threats, these dreams we're given is to activate us to intercession and also to see a redemption. I had a dream, I shared it here before, but about a year or so ago, and I saw this explosion in downtown Nashville. And then at the end, I saw these people with Hamas handing out flyers to join radical Islam groups and be a part of their terrorist group. I thought, well, that's a crazy dream. Well, the next day, there was actually a bomb in Nashville. And I really felt the Lord was telling me, get ready. They're recruiting more radicals in America to begin to do terrorist acts. Why? The people will give up and shut down and cave in and not walk in freedom. You know, for us who fly a lot, I'm in Japan, I'm on going through security all the time. I think about that. I remember the days before 9/11 when you didn't have to go through all these security measures. Life was more free. You didn't have these doubts all the time that something evil is going to happen. It's interesting, while we're here in Japan, there's such a liberty here and such a peace. There's very little, if no crime, especially violent crime, because it's a culture that doesn't allow that or doesn't want to be a part of that. But one of the reasons is they don't allow a lot of foreign people here, which bring that ideology with them. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just telling you that's why it's not here. So it's really interesting. You can walk around the streets late at night and have no fear. Just be walking in peace because there's just not that problem here. You know, that's why God wants government to rule. It tells us that. Paul tells us that our leaders are to bring peace to the land. And that's what we need right now is true peace in the land. So in the midst of all this, every nation in America, I'm speaking to us today mainly, but we need watchmen. And God is calling us to the walls to watch and pray. Our prayers can make the difference between the fight against terrorism and the darkness and seeing God's will be done and calling on his people to be light. And through our watchful prayer, we can release the power of light and the power of light of Christ to do the battle. The battle is the Lord's. Don't forget that. 2 Chronicles 20:15. It says, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but it's God's. And I think that's the hardest part about it, is as we take it personally, we feel like we got to own this thing and fight this thing by ourselves. But we have to remind ourselves, the battle belongs to the Lord. There is no way that God would use terrorism to be his will. We know this is demonic. We know it's of the enemy, but yet God has given us an answer, even with a vast group of people. Now, in America, we now know up to 7 million people that this president of our nation has allowed to come in illegally. We know terrorists have come in. We've had dreams about it. We've had warnings about it. We shared on our live stream last week Chris Reed's word about how he saw 12 cell groups, terrorist cell groups in America planted around waiting to pounce and to activate terrorism across the land. And now we see Moscow. We see what happened in Moscow. That's a picture of what the enemy wants to do. So let's pray that God would use us in this hour to say, no, we're going to thwart that. Let us know, Lord. Please give revelation to us of where the plans of the enemy are and how we should pray accordingly, how we should be those watchmen, and how we should call upon the Lord to develop and to deliver. I've done this many times where I've seen this. I've seen it coming, and I've prayed through a dream or through a vision. God showed me the plans of the enemy. And with that, I could go to the Lord. Look, God's not going to show me the plans of the enemy unless he meant for me to engage, stand in the gap, and cry out for help. Well, why don't God just do it by himself? Because that's not the nature of the Father. He told us to stand in the gap. He told us to fight for our lands, and that is our responsibility. We are that company. You guys on this podcast, thank you so much for partnering with us and partnering with the kingdom to fight for such a time as this. So let me pray for you today that God would give you prophetic insight. That's my prayer, that God would show us as a team what's going on. Father, I pray for everybody listening to this podcast today. Lord, I thank you that we're on your team. We're part of the army of your host. And God, we ask for deeper revelation of the plans of the enemy, that we not be ignorant to them, that we can pray accordingly and see these things stop. Lord, there's no need for terrorists to gain ground. Lord, we ask for your kingdom to increase like never before. And use our prayers, use our intercession to do that. In the name of Yeshua today, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening today. Come back tomorrow. We'll keep building on these revelations. God bless. Well, thanks for joining us today, each and every day here on our daily podcast here on this app, whichever one you're listening to. Please continue to share this with your friends and let them know what we are doing on these podcasts. Don't forget, we're entering the feast season, so pay attention to all our platforms, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, our website. We try to really engage during this season, a very important time. Thank you for your giving and standing with us in this hour. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.